Thank you very much, Ambassador. Just two brief comments to make on this working paper. First, we support the idea of improving efficiencies and synergies with other conventions addressing similar issues, such as the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, including holding meetings back-to-back to decrease the burden of travel for capital-based delegates and further enhancing informal cooperation where appropriate, for example, between coordination committee members of different conventions that are dealing with similar issues. Second, in response to your questions about the tenure of the ISU director, we agree that to provide for better stability and continuity, the tenure of the director should be set at least 4 years, renewable once, in line with similar positions for other conventions. I'm quite taken with the argument just made by Italy, however, that it possibly makes sense for it to be even longer to align with their review cycle. And just to say, if that approach is taken, New Zealand would strongly support the extension of the term of the current ISU director for an additional 2 years in light of her exemplary work. And we also finally wish to acknowledge the vital support provided by the GICHD for this convention.